David Spakowitz is with the Division of Criminal Investigations at the State Justice Department. He says they've seen larger grows on public lands in the last 2 years.
There's still just about the same number of grows, it appears, as in years past, from public lands to the number on private lands, I should say. But the public, or the grows that we're seeing on public lands, appear to be significantly larger.
Around 8,000 plants were found in the Navarino Wildlife Area last week. Similarly, officials uncovered 9,000 plants growing in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest last year. Jeff Costner is a DCI special agent investigating marijuana grows in western Wisconsin. Costner says such large operations may be sporadic, but he has an idea why more grows are turning up on public property.
The government is allowed to forfeit, possibly seize and forfeit, private property if you're using it for illegal activity. So the way that you get around that is you grow it on public property, which is non-seizable.
Plus, the more land available, the more weed one can grow, and thus the greater the profit. Still, Costner says exposure is more likely on public lands, as with the hunter who tipped off authorities to the grow in Navarino. Last year, the Justice Department eradicated nearly 32,000 marijuana plants discovered outdoors, almost a third of which were grown on public lands. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.